Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.
Rosemary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave. Keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man. Come to see me. Oh, I'm the herb man. You all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Herb man.
And good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is and welcome to our program, To Your Health. I'm your host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and I'm here with my talented assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. Good afternoon, Brother Frank. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Doc.
All right, all right. We got another exciting program, I believe, for our listeners today, and we really want to. At the outset, let you know that we want your involvement today. We want your involvement. I guess if I would put a topic or a title on the program, it would be Smoothies to the Rescue, Brother Frank. Smoothies to the Rescue. You know, health and happiness is something that we all really strive for, and that's what we've been pushing for lately as we've been talking about the blue zones, Brother Frank, the black blue zone in particular, that we're looking to create, you know, and I want to stress we're not trying to just discover a community that's doing well. We want to take a community that's not doing so well, Brother Frank, and flip them around, you know, because the research shows that if people are willing to change,
mm-hmm.
that they can certainly extend their lives for quite a few years, really, you know, as I get older, hopefully, Frank, I'm getting a little wiser. And as I want us to create this healthier community, I find that it's very important that we also create a happier community. Mm. That's why we talk about health and happiness today. All right. Mm. And one of the things that we have found that really we enjoy is our food.
Yes, sir.
And anything, Frank, that's going to take away our food is seen as a no-no. However, we are also learning, all right, we're also learning that we must have balance. We must balance our love for taste with our desire to become that healthy community that is mm-hmm. the envy of the nation. Did you hear that,
yes,
Frank?
Sir. Yes, sir.
We want to become a healthy community that's the envy of the nation. The Bible talks about you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're a lender and not a borrower. But it starts with health, because if you don't have health, then you really don't have anything. Yeah. Now, one of the things that I believe can help us bridge this divide is something very simple, and we call it smoothies. We call it smoothies. I remember when my son, the first time he was living in Bermuda, he dropped his older two children off to stay with us while he went to Boston to join his wife, where they were seeking medical care for their youngest child. And one day while the kids were there, my wife mentioned to me, you know, that our grandson, little Theodore, is not eating vegetables, you know, vegetables, that food that's known to build strong bodies and bones and has all the vitamins and minerals. Well, he wasn't eating them, you know? And when my wife said that to me, my response was, no problem, I got it. No problem, I got it. And the reason why I wasn't really worried about him eating those healthy vegetables is because I had the secret sauce. I had the secret sauce, and that sauce that would make him not just like but love vegetables.
Yep.
Smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
Smoothies. Now smoothies is a thick beverage that's made from a blend of raw fruits and vegetables with other ingredients such as water, ice, sweeteners, and other things. And they create this unique, they're uniquely created to supply a high source of those vitamins and minerals that our bodies need. And they do it in a delicate, a delicious package that will be delightful, even a five-year-old who don't like vegetables. And I knew that, you know. These smoothies, you know, they were first started in the United States in the 1930s, all right? And some say that refrigerators was created in 1922. And then these Brazilians had this fruit slush. And from that, some folk in California created these smoothies. Now, I started sharing my secret sauce with my grandson. And it began a love affair that is still alive and vibrant to this very day, some 9 years later.
Yes, sir.
In fact, when he went home back to Bermuda, you know, his father called me on their iPhone, you know, and they did what they could do. I'm the only one in my family that doesn't have an iPhone, but they could share videos on the iPhone. And so little Theodore came on and said, "Papa, I want to come back to your house." And I said, "No, man, you're crazy. I want to come to your house. I want to come to sunny Bermuda." He said, "No, Papa, I want to come and get some of your smoothies." I mean, he loved the smoothies so, you know. Case closed. Once again, smoothies are to the rescue. So, so why was I so sure that smoothies would do the trick? It was because I love to eat food, all right? And I've learned to love smoothies because they taste good.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that I could create smoothies with a blend of dry fruits and frozen fruits and vegetables with an assortment of seeds and nuts that will tickle the fancy of the most discriminating palate. I mean, smoothies, Brother Frank, are the bomb. And we need to recognize, once again, they are this sick beverage, and they blend these raw fruits and vegetables and other nutrients, and it's tremendous. You know, they scientists have found out that if you drink a glass of water with about 3 tablespoons of refined sugar in it, and that's about what you find in a can of soda, that you get this spike in your blood sugar. All right, you get this spike in your blood sugar, and the reason is because when you remove the fiber, say from an apple, and you create apple juice, it enhances something we call the insulin response, and this result in this rebound hypoglycemia, or the blood sugar actually drops below what we normally see. But when you make this fruit smoothie, when you use the mangoes and the other fruits, the berries, due to their phytonutrients, they actually slow the absorption of the sugar through the intestinal wall.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have this blend of berries, they actually can counter the sugar water effect, all right? And so that you don't get this drop, this hypoglycemic dip in your sugar, all right? Now, they've done some extensive study on these berries, and I believe, along with many other researchers out there, that berries are the best fruits, period, but also the best fruits for smoothies. And when you drink these berry smoothies, it doesn't just neutralize the sugar, it actually improves the blood sugar control. Frank, they've done studies, you know, where they take patients, they put them on these berry smoothies for like 6 weeks, and they found that it actually improves insulin sensitivity. Now, that's important because we know that the number one cause of diabetes is insulin resistance, where the insulin is not able to open up the cell to get in to the cell to lower the sugar, mm-hmm. To get that sugar into the cell, to lower the sugar in the blood. And so when the insulin becomes more sensitive and able to do that more effectively, then that you don't get the diabetic, the hyperglycemic diabetic response.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And these smoothies with the fruits and vegetables, and especially if you add dark leafy green vegetables, which some say are the most nutrient dense food that we have, these leafy dark green vegetables, you know, they really have a very significant impact on this blood sugar thing, you know. Now, and also on just getting the nutrients in, you know, it's important to chew our foods.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to chew them to break down, to mix it with the saliva, which has the enzymes and starts the digestive process in the mouth, you know. But they found that from a digestive standpoint, that actually blending is better.
What?
Yeah. Blended is actually better. It makes it more digestive efficient, and it increases the absorption of the nutrients better. You know, there's a class of phytonutrients, you know, phytonutrients, meaning plant-based nutrients in the fruits and the vegetables, and they've been shown to protect the body against certain cancers like colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it by acting as a prebiotic. Now we heard a lot about probiotics, but the prebiotics, they remain attached to fiber in these fruits and vegetables, and they are then transported down to our colon. And the bacteria of our colon are able to act on these prebiotics and develop probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. And these probiotics are you know, we call them the second brain in the body, you know, because they are actually able to direct our DNA to what we want to do. But the beauty is, and the reason we talk about whole plant-based foods, is not just the fruits and the vegetables, Frank, that does this. Grains, seeds, and nuts, they do the same thing because they have these phytonutrients. They have the fiber. Matter of fact, they're higher in fiber than the fruits and the vegetables. And so they are very, very, very good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're too old to be talking about producing babies, but when we were younger and in the producing stage, we know that women need some vitamins, especially vitamins like folate.
Mm-hmm.
Folate is a B vitamin. And we find that folate is very high in something like spinach, you know. So, you know, a lot of times doctors want to put people on the synthetic vitamins. But if you eat a lot of spinach, all right, studies have shown that the folate is increased significantly. You know, because if you just take a knife and you chop it up, you know, before you chew it, it can double the amount of folate in the blood. But when you put it in the blender and you blend it up, it's even higher than that, you know. And if you in addition to eating the spinach, if you eat broccoli, you know, one of those cruciferous vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Some say the most nutritious vegetable out there. You know, you get the same kind of effect with lutein, and you know, lutein is very good for the eyes. It's that green nutrient that's so important for the eyes. And you know, what the research is saying is not what you eat that really makes a difference, is what the body absorbs. And
that's
so
right.
That's why smoothies are so good. Now, one of the things that I like, and I want folk to call in and share with us their experience is that you can make smoothies taste really good. You know, they call me the smoothie king around my house, because one of my secret sauces is I use those dry fruits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like dates and raisins will do it too, but I don't use raisins because it gives too much of a heavy taste to it. So and a color the taste of the smoothie. So I use dates, I use figs, I use apricots. One of my favorite is mango.
Oh, yeah.
And I put those in my smoothie, and I add things like pineapple and ginger. Oh Lord, Brother Frank. you know, you're talking about something good. And you know, sometimes often I will bring a quart of smoothie with me to work just about every day. And when I get a, especially those young kids talking about they don't like fruits and vegetables, I said, I'm going to give you just a, I'm going to cover the bottom of the cup with the smoothie. Because I ain't going to waste my smoothie on you. All right? But I'm going to let you try it. Mm-hmm. If you like it, I'll give you more. You know, I have to always give them more, Frank.
Yeah.
But I do that to get their attention, you know. But in addition to that, you can add other things. You know, I mentioned seeds, mm-hmm. and one seeds that we really like to add is flax seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Flax seeds. Now, they found that flax seeds can significantly suppress your appetite and even decrease the amount of calories that you take in. And so you're less hungry, you're more satiated, you're more satisfied, the food is more filling, and you take in less food. And even if you wait 2 hours later, you can't eat as much, all right?
Mm.
So wow. What happens? You lose weight. But not only do you lose weight, you can also, there's a significant reduction in your cholesterol, all right? But chia seeds is another one that will do the same thing, all right? Chia seeds, flax seeds, tremendous in terms of, now with flaxseed, I tell my patient, I give them a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, take the flax seeds, because I like to do it fresh, you know, and put them in a tablespoon or two in a dry blender. Now, I use, of course, the Vitamix, which I think is a Cadillac. And then you turn it on at high speed for just a second or two. And it powders the flaxseed, because you don't want to take it in whole form. You want to get it powdered so that the nutrients are released. And then you add your water or juice or milk or whatever, you know, plant-based milk you're going to use to do it, to make your smoothie. And you just, it's absorbed into it, and it's just tremendous. And so the same kind of reduction in calories and so forth, when you just eat flaxseed, when you drink the smoothie, the same thing happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, Brother Frank, the flax seeds, when you put it in your green smoothie, they can actually maximize the absorption of the fat soluble phytonutrients, you know, the vitamins A and the vitamins E, you know. These are fat soluble vitamins and other soluble nutrients. And you get in foods like your walnuts, your seeds, your avocado, they have all these fat soluble nutrients, and flaxseed can actually help the body to maximize the absorption of those things. Now, smoothies must be good, because even Mayo Clinic has got into the smoothie business, you know, and they call it the Mayo Clinic recipe, basic green smoothie recipe. And what they found, they take a wedge of lemon. They don't use the lemon juice. They use a wedge of lemon with the peelings and all, and the seeds, and they blend it up in the smoothie. And they've actually done research, Frank, and it suppresses both breast and colon cancer cells, all right?
Wow.
It suppresses their growth. Mm. At least what they call in vitro, you know, in the test tube.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that it also works with other people who actually have tumors and so forth. So we want folk to call in and share their thoughts on smoothies. You know, smoothies have so many tremendous benefits. They actually can enhance your athletic performance. All right, your endurance. They have a impact on arterial function. And studies show that by drinking those green smoothies and berries, your performance is increased. You know, in addition to that, your recovery time is decreased.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you after you exercise, you know, it takes a while to recover. Well, when you drink these smoothies, recovery time is decreased. It increases the antioxidant power of your bloodstream, and it actually improves arterial function, both short term and long term. And so smoothies are just phenomenal. You know, have you ever done kiwi in your smoothie, Brother Frank?
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Know, kiwi protects against the DNA damage, you know, and if you have strawberries, which I do quite frequently, it protects against inflammation. And so these things are just tremendous, you know. But give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. And share with us some of your experiences with these smoothies. You know, there's a vegetable that I've come to love called arugula.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arugula. And arugula produces nitric oxide. You know, now the brothers know nitric oxide because what's that? What's that pill, Brother Frank?
That what do they call it? That's now, the blue pill. Yeah,
that blue pill. The blue pill. Yeah, the blue pill.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up the arteries, and that's what helps the brothers. Well, arugula does the same thing.
Same thing.
It dilates the arteries and opens up those blood vessels, allow blood to flow, not just to the genital areas, but also to the heart, to the brain, and so forth. And so it has a tremendous impact on that, you know. And so we want to make sure that you are aware of the tremendous benefit that smoothies have for our bodies. You know, there's so many other tremendous benefits of smoothies, you know, that you can get. But one of the things that I really like, Brother Frank, is that they taste good.
Yes, so, sir. Yes, sir.
It's good to be able to have foods that taste good and are good for you, you know. And so, you know, there have been numerous studies to show. And the other thing that's really nice about smoothies, and the number here is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with your questions or comments. One of the things that's really nice about smoothies is that they don't take much to make them. You know, they're quick. You know, I mean, I got it down to a science. You know,
yeah, me too.
And you know, I have recipes. My wife was on me. She said, "You know, you need to write some recipes down." I said, "Well, you know, I'm sort of impressionistic when I get into making my smoothies." But one day I decided to write them down, and so I have recipes that I don't mind sharing with some folk, you know. Now, yours won't be as good as mine because I put my finger in there.
You got the touch, huh?
Yeah, I got the touch. I got the touch. But the number is 202-588-0893. Give us a call with your questions or comments. Let's go to the phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, how are you, sir?
I'm doing extremely well.
All right, well, good, good. Thank you for having the conversation about the topic you're having today. I have a question about juicing. Do you have any opinions on juicing as it relates to health, as opposed to smoothies and blending?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Juicing, one of the big differences between juicing and smoothies is in juicing, you're extracting a lot of the fiber, all right?
Okay.
And you're getting juice. Now, it still has some fiber in it, and so that's good. But you're extracting the fiber. The advantage of juicing, and I recommend juicing and smoothies for my patients, because juicing, it gets into the bloodstream much, much faster than does a smoothie. Because of the fiber that's still there, smoothies basically go through the normal digestive process and actually gets down to the colon. That's why those prebiotics are able to turn into probiotics, because those prebiotics are attached to the fibers and it gets on down there. That's one of the major differences. Plus, there are certain things that is not easy to juice. Your kale, your greens, all your greens. It's much more difficult. The avocado, you can't juice that well. So certain things you can't juice as well, and so that makes a big difference. So we do both. We juice and we do smoothies.
Okay, great. Just wanted to get a clarity on the difference between the two.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have another caller, but before we go to a caller, we just want to again thank you for those of you who supported this program with your contributions during our last pledge drive. You know, we really appreciate you. Show us that you love us and that you appreciate what we're trying to do on this program. You know, it's to your health. It's to the health of the community. I learn a lot for myself that I share with myself, my friends, my family, etc. But the program is for you. The program is for you.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call with comments or questions. And Frank, any comments or questions you have, of course, you know, you're free to make those. But let's go back to our phones. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions or comments. Yes, caller, you on the line.
Hello, sir. I'm so happy to speak with the both of you, and you have such a wonderful show. I'm really thankful that I'm able to listen to it. When I don't listen to it, I feel sad that day. But I have a question for you about the lemon peels. I made a great smoothie today, and I cut off lemon peels because the lemon wasn't organic. I know organic is better, but how much?
I probably wouldn't use the lemon peels as such if they weren't organic. What I would do is I would take one of those peelers. What do you call them, Frank?
That's it. Peelers.
The peelers that peel off the skin, and I'd peel off the skin the top part of it, and then put the rest of it in there. Right under the lemon peeling, you have that white stuff called that has limonene in it, and limonene has tremendous benefits in cancer and a whole lot of other things, cholesterol, etc. So I would not, but I don't know. I'm an organic man. I go and buy organic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
especially
I do.
Especially you know, citrus and berries.
Yeah, berries and citrix. Yeah, I just buy organic. Yeah. And it's not because I'm a doctor, but I don't worry about the money. See, my mama used to take us shopping in the richy area when we were in the projects on welfare, because she taught us that it's best to get quality. And so I still think that way. I won't commercialize, but I go to MOMs and I do my shopping.
And yeah, I like mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one last thing, I will start to powder my chia seeds and flax seeds. So thanks.
You don't have to powder chia seeds. All right.
Well, put them in the vitamins.
But
right?
You can put them in your smoothie. But you don't have to do the pre powdering, because chia seeds are absorbed. It doesn't have a hard shell on it, and they are readily absorbed into the smoothie and really, really good. In fact, at some point I might have to do a show on seeds, because chia seeds in many instances are much higher in nutrients than even flaxseed. We talk a lot about flaxseeds, but chia has more omega-3 fatty acids than flaxseeds do. You know, that's a fact. All right, that's a fact.
One more question. I was at my dentist today, and one of the people there, the assistants, told me that her auntie in England just came down with breast cancer, and I forgot to tell her to contact you. But when I see her again, not only will I tell her to contact you, but I said do fresh carrot juice. But I don't know. You probably say a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, I will say, but I mean, fresh carrot juice is good, but I would certainly say a lot more than that too. But yeah, but have her give us a call. We'll be glad to do whatever we can. I was talking to one of my buddies. He called me from England this weekend. He said, I'm with one of my friends, and he tells me he's getting ready to come to the States to come see you. I said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, my brother. You have an outstanding day. The number is 202-588-0893. It's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with your questions or your comments. I want to know those of you who are doing smoothies. What's been your experience? But let's go back to our phones. Just call her. You're on the line.
Okay, I'd like to get your recipes for the smoothies.
All right. What I need you to do is cut your phone, your radio,
okay,
off.
Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's all right, my brother. You know, we appreciate your call.
Yes, sir.
You know, you notice that Brother Frank, all the callers so far have been brothers.
Oh yeah!
Don't tell me brothers are not interested in their health.
That arugula.
I don't want to hear that.
Frank, this is wrong. You know
they
me.
They're trying to put poison in our community. We're not going to accept that.
That's
but
right.
Yeah. So stay tuned. At the end of the program, Frank is going to give you information how you can contact my office, and they will give you. They can. You just give them your email address, and they'll send you a copy of my smoothies.
Thank you.
My smoothie
you.
Recipe.
That sounds know. Like the brother
now,
out
now,
of
now,
Baltimore.
Now look here, brother. Now,
that's Roland Stearns.
I don't want to have to have a contest with you to see whose smoothies are the best. You know.
I don't know how to make them, so I'm an art novice. I'm not good competition.
Well, you know I've heard that before. I don't you you it's very simple, and all you got to do is like stuff to taste good, and you're going to make it taste good.
That's okay. Right.
Could you buy a book with smoothies in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can. But you know, you have to be careful because a lot of people, they put a whole lot of junk in smoothies.
Amen.
They'll be putting yogurt and stuff, whey.
Protein and, mix.
You know, all kind of what I consider junk. All right. And it's very harmful, but my smoothies and the recipes that I would recommend have only good stuff in them.
Great. So I'll just wait on yours.
All right, my brother. So give us a call tomorrow. Frank will give you the phone number in a few.
Duck, I sure will.
Duck, did you mention limonene a little earlier? Did I hear you mention that?
I did mention limonene. My brother.
Good to hear you, sir. And everybody that's listening, understand this is where WPFW is really on point with our mission because we are saving lives here. We're starting this, what are we calling, Doctor? The Blue Zone?
The Black Blue Zone.
The Black Blue Zone.
We're creating the Black Blue Zone.
And we are saving lives. And we're telling you food has been weaponized. Understand there's food out here that you need to run away from. Seriously, run. Now, there's food that you need to run to. So limonene, Doc, I decided to look it up real quickly.
Yeah, limonene is just beneath the peeling of those citrus foods, the lemons, the limes, the oranges. You find the limonene, man, and it is tremendous.
So don't tell Kalia, but it turns out that they're also saying that limonene is a monoterpene. Now, there are folks out here who know a lot about terpenes and the medicinal effects of them, as found in cannabis. So I know I'm going out on the edge here, but we're talking science and we're talking about extending lives here. So limonene, thank you for that. And I asked Kalia when I walked into the studio, I said, did he say anything about hibiscus? And Kalia said, yes, you mentioned hibiscus at the top of the broadcast. And I noticed there are hibiscus drinks out here. Is hibiscus good for our health? That is the question.
Oh, of course it is.
Thank you, sir.
Of course it is. And it tastes good, too.
It does. I found there was a young lady doing her own marketing of a hibiscus drink. Not only was it delicious, I find out it's very good for you, too. So there are alternatives
to
the
garbage. And that's one of the beauties. And that's why we're doing the program today, all right? What we want people to know is that being healthy does not take away their enjoyment of foods, all right? It just helps them to be happy, you know? Because when you're feeling good, you're happy, you know? And so that's what we're all about is helping people to be healthy and happy.
Yep.
And a lot of these foods actually taste better than the super processed
stuff that we're spending our money on. There've been research studies done and they found that people when they switched over they actually enjoyed the plant-based foods better than what they were enjoying before. It's just tremendous, man. Tremendous. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We have another caller on the line. Yes, caller. Mm-hmm. Question or comment?
I think
we lost that one. That gives me the opportunity.
I think we lost that one.
To say but thank
if,
you.
If you like, you can call us back.
Yes, 202.
The number is
202-588-0893.
So, yes, Brother Jerry, I'm very excited about what we're doing here because we're talking about to your health, this is to your health, and you know certainly we want a 99.999% of the folk listening to change their lifestyles, but everybody who changes it just makes a difference, you know. There'll be no starless crowns. We want some stars in our crowns. We want to help some people get well. And it's interesting. I was talking to one of my patients today, because I have a lot of my patients calling me every day and reporting. And when she started, her blood pressure was very, very high. And I put her on my program. She's been on it a month. She said, well, doc, can I go to the second phase now? I said, are you off your medicine? She said, yes, I'm off the medicine, and my numbers are good. Her blood pressure was good. Her diabetes were good. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a major thing. So, Frank, you were telling me earlier about the best, some research you had done where you saw the best veggies to put in those smoothies. What were some of those?
Watercress is number one.
Watercress?
Yeah, watercress is highest in nutrient density. It's
mercy.
The highest. Yeah, watercress. It's expensive, but it's rare, but it's out there. The other,
man, that's fantastic. What else?
Yeah, number two is Chinese cabbage. I didn't know that. About that has 91% as far as the nutrient density rating. Chard is number three. Beet greens. Don't throw away those beet greens.
I was telling somebody not long ago, one of my patients, about beet greens. Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And the number five is spinach. So that's probably the most available. Get that spinach in. That's 86.
Yes. I use the baby organic baby spinach.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what I use. Let's quickly go back to our phones, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Good afternoon to you all. I'm 78 years old. As of March 1st, don't take any medications. And I read. Thank you. And I heard about an enslaved brother who lived, I think it was 105. And I know that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson lived to be over 80. So my question is, since they didn't have smoothies or even electricity, do you have any idea what it was that they did that enabled them to live that long?
Well, there are a number of factors in longevity. When we look at the blue zone, we note that diet is one of the factors associated with living long. But also, exercise is important. Fresh air, sunshine, water, rest, you know, stress reduction, all of those contribute to longevity, you know. And so I would, matter of fact, when I talk to my patients, I tell them I put nutrition as number three. Number one to me is stress reduction. Number two is exercise. And number three is nutrition. So, you know, I'm talking about smoothies because it is a easy way to get high levels of nutrition in a tasty manner. And that's why we're talking about it today.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I enjoy smoothies, and I'm staying on my grandchildren about eating, consuming more vegetables, and especially fresh vegetables and fruit. Because it seems like young people these days, they want to eat meat and bread.
Period. Yeah. And what I would also encourage them is to not, and Frank talks about it all the time, don't be chinchy when it comes to your foods and stuff, you know.
Yeah, your health. That's
you
right.
know, spend money on foods and not on dresses and makeup and all that other junk, you know. I mean, and I have no problem with people looking good now, but we need to spend money on what's important.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We got time for, I think, one more caller. Let's go back to our phone. Just caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Rick, Germany.
Rick, Norman, you my number one caller. Why are you my last caller today, man?
Want to say that to your audience, eat good food while it still may be found.
That's true.
it is getting tight. I understand that Whole Foods is now selling seedless fruits, and that's not a good sign. But I would say to your audience, find the good foods, eat and enjoy the good foods while they still may be found. Time is winding down.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And also, I encourage people to grow their own food, you know. Get into that gardening stuff. Now, I know you got a garden over there in Germany, man.
I also have a dog, and the dog makes a mess of the garden. so I can't grow what I would. And because I'm in such a state of sickness, I also can't grow what I would. But my mother-in-law is a green thumb, and when she was in her prime, her garden was her pride and joy.
Man. As I traveled through Germany, I saw on the mountains where they would just have step ladder-like gardens on the mountains. They really are into that. Appreciate hearing from you, Rick. You have stay safe over there in Germany.
Thank you,
Brother
man.
Frank, any parting words you got for us, man?
Yes, sir. Roland in Baltimore, here's your information. And thank you all for calling. If you want an appointment with Dr. Watkins or to get that smoothie recipe, TWIliving.com. TWIliving.com will make it available there. And also, you can call the office at 202-388-0992 Tuesdays through Thursdays from 10 to 5. That's 202-388-0992.
And for that recipe, I would suggest that they actually call. That would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Call and make sure we get it out to them. We'd be glad to do that and share that with them.
We want to thank Kalia Chapman and our able engineer and Jerry Paris. Thank you, Jerry, for promoting the Black Blue Zone. He's the general manager, of course. And we want to thank all the other WPFW staff. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for what you do in promoting this show and promoting good health throughout the DC DMV area. Stay tuned to WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought with Brother Kaba. We'll see you again next Monday at 2 for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health. Thank you.
No dead eyes, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look at me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat.
The WPFW Local Station Board invites you to attend our town hall meeting Saturday, March 16th at the New Bethany Baptist Church, 1300 10th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., from noon until 2:30 p.m. Our theme is WPFW, Generations Moving Forward in Unity. Listeners and supporters of all ages are welcome. Young listeners are especially encouraged to attend. We want to hear from you concerning community needs, shaping future broadcasting, and more. Listeners can also take this opportunity to bid farewell to the station's general manager, Jerry Paris, who is retiring after 10 years of service. Connect with WPFW as we plan to move forward together in unity. If unable to attend in person, a Zoom link will be posted on the website. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Celebrating 20 years, the New African Film Festival, presented by AFI and Africa World Now Project, brings the vibrancy of African filmmaking from all corners of the continent and across the diaspora to the DMV at the AFI Silver Theater and Cultural Center in downtown Silver Spring from March 15 to the 28th. The festival features 26 films from 16 countries, including 3 years premieres and discussions with filmmakers. Explore the diversity of new filmmaking from Africa at the 2024 New African Film Festival. Tickets and full schedule at AFI.com/silver. That's AFI.com/silver. Or call 301-495-6700. 301-495-6700. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. A state of emergency has been declared in Haiti, not because of a natural weather disaster wreaking havoc as has been done in times past, but because of a prison break of disastrous proportions that's wreaking havoc on the community at large. A United Nations source said that around 3,500 prisoners are believed to have escaped Haiti's National Penitentiary, its largest prison, over the weekend in the capital of Port-au-Prince. This prison break took place during the most recent surge of gang violence in Haiti, which began on Thursday and has targeted police stations, the international airport, and the penitentiary, which is unprecedented in recent years. Haiti's government cited the deterioration of security, notably in Port-au-Prince, and, quote, increasingly violent criminal acts perpetrated by armed gangs, including kidnappings and killings of citizens, violence against women and children, and looting. At the time of the prison break over the weekend, there were 3,687 prisoners in total at the penitentiary. The remaining ones who did not escape are being moved to other facilities. Meanwhile, the National Penitentiary is now empty and surrounded by police vehicles. Vice President Kamala Harris joined thousands who commemorated the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama, yesterday. The event that became known as Bloody Sunday came about on Sunday, March the 7th, 1965, when a group of about 600 activists marching from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama to support voting rights, crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge. At that moment, the peaceful group was met with and beaten by a mob of law enforcement. In the wake of Bloody Sunday, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was passed. During the weekend commemoration, Vice President Harris praised those marchers' bravery for engaging in a defining moment of the civil rights struggle. But she acknowledged, and I quote, "Today, we know our fight for freedom is not over, because in this moment, we are witnessing a full-on attack on hard-fought, hard-won freedoms, starting with the freedom that unlocks all others, the freedom to vote," end quote. Vice President Harris also took time to call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for at least the next 6 weeks. To your local news, in New York, Alan Weisselberg, former chief financial officer for the Trump Organization, admitted today that he lied during Trump's New York civil fraud trial. During a brief hearing in Manhattan criminal court earlier today, 76-year-old Weisselberg copped to 2 counts of perjury in the first degree, which are felonies. He conceded to Manhattan prosecutors that he lied to New York Attorney General Letitia James investigators in a May 12, 2023 deposition and on the stand during Trump's civil fraud trial on October 10th. Weisselberg will serve 5 months in prison as part of his plea, with a sentencing hearing scheduled for April 10th. To the D.C. area, crime continues to be a huge problem in the nation's capital. And to that end, Mayor Muriel Bowser and D.C. lawmakers were recently sent a letter by several business groups expressing their frustration over the alarming increase in crime across the city. Mayor Bowser, her public safety team, along with advisory neighborhood commissioners, hosted a meeting on Saturday to talk about crime trends and ways to build a safer D.C. The mayor and police chief, Pamela Smith, talked about crime reduction initiatives, including police recruitment, community safety walks, CCTV camera expansion, and enforcing juvenile curfew, to name a few. The mayor said, and I quote, "We should not let criminals take over our neighborhoods." In today's weather, it's currently about 56.